听力课堂，听 class.com。
Page 100. The bathroom pipe is broken. Listen.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson are very frustrated. A pipe broke in their bathroom yesterday while Mr. Wilson was taking a shower. They called the plumber, but she couldn't come yesterday. She was sick. She can't come today either. She's too busy. And unfortunately, she won't be able to come tomorrow because tomorrow is Sunday. And she doesn't work on Sundays.Mr. and Mrs. Wilson are afraid they won't be able to use their shower for quite a while. That's why they're so frustrated.
The television is broken. Listen.
Timmy Brown and his brother and sister are very frustrated.Their television broke yesterday while they were watching their favorite TV program. Their parents called the TV repair person, but he couldn't come yesterday. He was fixing televisions on the other side of town. He can't come today either. His repair truck is broken.And, unfortunately, he won't be able to come tomorrow because he'll be out of town. Timmy Brown and his brother and sister are afraid they won't be able to watch TV for quite a while. That's why they're so frustrated.
Page 101. On your own. Frustrated, disappointed, and upset. Listen.
Martha is upset. She got a flat tire. And she won't be able to get to the airport on time.
Frank is frustrated. He lost his key and he can't get into his apartment.
Emily is upset. Her computer crashed and she lost all her work. Now she won't be able to hand in her term paper tomorrow.
Ted was really disappointed last year. He couldn't dance in the school play. His teacher said he was too clumsy.
Page 102. Pronunciation. Have to and have got to.Listen, then say it.
I have to work. He has to go. They've got to wait. He's got to eat.
Say it, then listen.
We have to study. She has to leave.You've got to practice. She's got to drive.
End of chapter 10. Page 103. Side by Side Gazette. families, and time. It seems that everywhere around the world, people are spending more time at work or alone, and less time with their families and friends. People are busier than ever before. In the past, in many countries, the father worked and the mother stayed home, took care of the children, and did the food shopping, cooking, and cleaning. Nowadays, in many families, both parents work. So they both have to do the shopping, cooking, and cleaning in their free time. Parents, therefore, don't have as much time with their children as they used to have in the past. There are also many single-parent families. In these families, the single parent has to do everything. These days, many children come home from school to an empty apartment or house. A lot of children spend many hours each day in front of the television. Even when families are together, it is common for family members to do things by themselves. For example, they watch programs on separate TVs in different rooms. They use the internet. They talk with friends on the telephone. And they do other individual activities. Isn't it strange? Thanks to technology, people are able to communicate so easily with people far away. But sometimes they don't communicate as well as before with people in their own homes. Page 103. Build your vocabulary. Home appliances.
I think the coffee maker is broken.
I think the dishwasher is broken.
I think the dryer is broken.
I think the garbage disposal is broken.
I think the iron is broken.
I think the microwave is broken.
I think the toaster is broken.
I think the vacuum cleaner is broken.
I think the washing machine is broken. I think the washer is broken.
Page 104. Around the world. Childcare.
while parents around the world are working. Who takes care of their young children? There are many different types of child care for preschool children around the world. These children are in a daycare center in their community. These children are in a daycare center in a factory where their parents work. This child stays home during the day with his grandmother. What different types of child care are there in countries you know?
Page 104. Global Exchange.
Hi, it's me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your last email. You won't believe what happened this week. My computer crashed. And I lost all my files, my email messages, my address book, and all my schoolwork. I wasn't able to hand in the term paper for my science class yesterday because it was on my computer. I couldn't study very well for a history test because all my study notes for the exam were also on the computer. And besides all that, I tripped and fell yesterday while I was practicing for the school play. What a week! I'm glad it's over. Tell me, how was your week? I hope it was better than mine.
Page 104. Listening. You have 5 messages. Listen to the messages on Jim's machine. Match the people and their messages.
You have 5 messages. Message 1. Friday, 2:15 p.m. Hi, Jim. This is Pete. I just got your message. I'm sorry I won't be able to help you move to your new apartment tomorrow, but I've got to work overtime. Bye. Message 2. Friday, 3:10 p.m.
Hi, Jim. It's Susie. Sorry I won't be able to help you move tomorrow. I've got to visit my grandparents out of town. Good luck. Talk to you soon.
Message 3. Friday, 3:55 p.m.
Jim? Hi, it's Marty. How are you? I'm not so good. I'm having problems with my car. I have to take it to a mechanic, so I'm afraid I won't be able to help you move. Sorry. Give me a call sometime, okay? Take care.
Message 4. Friday, 5:48 p.m.
Hello, Jim. It's Judy. You know, I really want to help you move, but I've got to stay home all day tomorrow and wait for the plumber. My kitchen sink is broken, and there's water everywhere. Hope your move goes okay. Sorry, I can't help. Let's talk soon.
Message 5. Sunday, 9:29 p.m.
Jim, it's Tom. Gee, I'm really sorry I wasn't able to help you move yesterday. I wasn't feeling well, and I had to stay in bed all day. I'm feeling much better now. Call me. Maybe we can get together soon.